that are aligned with your purpose embodied in your definite chief aim statement are remembered because they are truly significant to you. In considering linear time, it appears to exist in three parts: past time, current time, and future time. Past time might be defined as moving back mentally in time to consider what choices we made that contributed to where we find ourselves today, hindsight. Future time might be defined as moving forward mentally in time to consider what choices we can make today that can determine our future outcomes, foresight. Current time might be defined as the moment-by-moment time we exist in now and is the only real time we have. This present time best serves us when it is combined with insight, that quality that causes us to go inside ourselves for the purpose of considering what lessons are relevant for us to use in this, our present moment. We can watch a clock, turn the page on a calendar, journal our daily experiences, and chart the progress of time in numerous physical ways. Spiritually, our comprehension of time is different. It is more circular. We watch in our mind's eye a movie of our life and fast-forward it to completion. All our experiences and connections are still inside of us and are very real. Sometimes these experiences become muddled together and the actual time sequence becomes blurred. We may see ourselves in dreams as children, and our own children may be our playmates. Or we might recall an occurrence from our distant past and place people from our recent past in the scene. This is not dementia, but rather our mind attempting to make sense of our comprehensive experiences. Some scientists state that all time exists in the now. That is, there is no real distinction between past, present, and future time. Time just is. This might explain how events merge and blend together as one scene instead of a sequence of scenes in our dream time. All this is interesting to consider, but in our waking world, time marches on, and we need to be in step with the marching band if we want to be in the parade. That is why Dr. Hill reminds us to use our time efficiently and wisely. Time is the essence of our being, and when we are out of time, we cease to exist in this realm. So, if life is a checkerboard, the opponent against us, as Dr. Hill states, is time. Play the game to your best advantage by recognizing that time waits for no man or woman. Given this fact, you can then gain the insight that the best use of the time we are given is critical in our lifetime accomplishments. Be wise and use time to your very best advantage. The Opportunity in Time by Napoleon Hill. On the next occasion, when you find yourself wasting a single second of this precious agent of opportunity, time, copy the following resolution, commit it to memory, and start immediately to carry it out. My commitment to Dr. Time. Number 1. Time is my greatest asset, and I shall relate myself to it on a budget system which provides that every second not devoted to sleep shall be used for self-improvement. 2. In the future, I shall regard the loss through neglect of any portion of my time as a sin, for which I must atone by the better use in the future of an equivalent amount of time. 3. Recognizing that I shall reap that which I sow, I shall sow only the seeds of service which may benefit others as well as myself, and thereby throw myself in the way of the great law of compensation. 4. I shall so use my time in the future that each day will bring me some measure of peace of mind, in the absence of which I shall recognize that the seed I have been sowing needs re-examination. 5. Knowing that my habits of thought become the patterns which attract all the circumstances affecting my life through the lapse of time, I shall keep my mind so busy in connection with the circumstances I desire that no time will be left to devote to fears and frustrations and the things I do not desire. 6. Recognizing that, at best, my allotted time on the earth plane is indefinite.